Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. According to data from the Federal Employment Agency, in Berlin, most foreign workers with social insurance are employed in the fields of warehousing, postal services, and delivery. And many people from countries of asylum origin also work as drivers in road transport, security services, and the gastronomy sector. The most significant asylum origin countries are Afghanistan, Eritrea, Iraq, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, Somalia, and Syria. And about 70% of people in Berlin who are citizens of these countries are classified as asylum seekers. The percentage of socially insured workers from asylum origin countries is significantly lower than the overall population. As of August 31st, 2022, the social insurance employment rate for these individuals was 36.5%, compared to the national rate of 61.6%. This difference is mainly attributed to factors such as language barriers, education levels, difficulties in recognizing qualifications, and a lack of work permits. However, the data also shows that refugees with social insurance employment are increasingly becoming more highly qualified. In Berlin, the percentage of workers in low-skilled jobs decreased from 36.3% in 2017 to 30% in 2022. On the other hand, the share of skilled workers increased from 42.8% to 45.6%, and the share of specialist experts rose from 20.9% to 24.3%. Efforts to improve the situation include faster asylum procedures, clearer and more flexible regulations, and flexible language courses. It's also important to provide realistic expectations regarding language proficiency requirements for specific jobs and to emphasize the long-term benefits of pursuing education and higher-skilled employment over low-skilled jobs. The integration of refugee women into the labor market is seen as having significant potential, but it faces obstacles such as conservative gender roles and the need for accessible childcare services and language courses during suitable hours. Additionally, the recognition of foreign qualifications and providing opportunities for practical training and networking are crucial for refugees to advance in their careers. Health Senator Chibora has promised to address an escalating conflict at the state-owned hospital group Vivantes, which involves issues such as working hours, break rules, and last-minute changes to schedules. Chibora acknowledged reports by the Berliner Morgenpost about mass violations of working time and co-determination rules in the company. The dispute with the Works Council has been ongoing since 2017, with a series of fines being imposed by the Labor Court. Each individual violation results in a fine of 4,000 euros, amounting to a total of more than 20 million between 2019 and September of 2022. The court has even hinted at the possibility of increasing the fines to bring about a change in the behavior within the Vivantes group. A spokesperson for Vivantes had recently acknowledged the problems and mentioned the need for a, quote, cultural change within the company. And managers are now being encouraged to consult with employee representatives before making changes to schedules. Former Social Senator Elke Breitenbach emphasized the importance of cooperation between the management and employees, particularly during a time of skilled labor shortages. With 1,500 open positions, the future of the company depends on its attractiveness to employees, and actions must be taken accordingly. The Berlin model project for drug checking has been well received. In the project, consumers can have their drugs examined for impurities by a forensic lab. Health Senator Chibora stated on Monday that since the start of regular operation in early June, 83 samples have been received and analyzed, and in 30 cases, a health hazard such as excessive dosage was detected, which accounts for over 36% of cases. But due to lack of capacity, 18 consumers had to be turned away. According to the Berlin Health Administration, the samples are analyzed at the State Institute of Forensic Medicine and Social Medicine, and the results are transmitted to specific counseling centers and can be obtained by telephone or in person at these centers about 3 days after submitting the samples. Google Street View is being updated for the first time in Germany. So starting tomorrow, cars equipped with cameras will be traveling in Berlin and Brandenburg, and they will capture streets using a 360-degree camera, allowing users to virtually explore cities after the photos are published. When the mapping service launched 13 years ago, it did spark a discussion about privacy and data protection in Germany, and hundreds of thousands of people objected and had their houses and rental apartments blurred. With this update, however, these objections will be cleared, and those who want their houses or apartments blurred once again will need to submit a new objection. And lastly, thank you to Iris for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. And because of finals week and some work travel, Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. As always, thanks for listening.